Frank Haddis is an engineer at the plant.
You could have them on some dirty, rough job where there wouldn't be many whites to complain against them. But if you try to mix them in the assembly lines or any place else where whites predominated and hung their coats touching those whites, you know, you couldn't do that.
Many white workers fear losing jobs to the new black workforce. Resentment is at the boiling point.
The denial of white privilege, clashing with the ambition of blacks looking for the promised land, inevitably led to an explosion.
The fuse will be lit in the summer of 1919. Chicago. There's no official segregation, but it's everywhere. Even on the beaches of Lake Michigan. Whites refuse to sell their houses to blacks. Homeowners in Hyde Park and Kenwood hold a meeting.
The Negro invasion of the district is the worst calamity that has struck the city.
Property owners should be notified to stand together block by block to prevent such invasion.
Sunday, July 27th, a day that will be etched in history. 17-year-old Eugene Williams skips church with some friends to go for a swim. John Harris is with them.
We could swim underwater and dive and come up. Swim, kick, dive, and play around.
A group of black men wander over to the white beach. They are not welcome.
Don't you come near me like that.
Eugene's raft is also drifting in that direction. It can only spell trouble. July 1919. On a beach in Chicago, tensions are rising. A white bather throws rocks. John Harris thinks it's a game.
He'd take a rock and throw it, and we'd dunk. One fellow would say, "Look out," and we would duck it.
But it's no game. This is racial tension transplanted to city life.